First of all, welcome to the first flipped PD course we're going to try here. Today, we're going to be talking a little bit about EdCamp. EdCamp is what's known as an unconference model. We're going to start with a little background on what EdCamp is, and then we're going to move into the ways you could use it in your class and how we will be using the model to support professional development throughout the year. Unlike traditional conferences, which have sessions planned months in advance by content experts with a sage on the stage format, EdCamps are run by the participants. EdCamps are built on the principles of connected and participatory learning. True EdCamps are free, non-commercial, and conducted with a vendor-free presence, hosted by any organization interested in furthering the EdCamp mission, made up of sessions that are determined on the day of the event. They're events where anyone who attends can be a presenter, and they're reliant on the law of 2 feet that encourages participants to find a session that meets their needs. In practice, this is what happens at an EdCamp. The first hour is mingling, typically with coffee, and also making suggestions for the sessions that should be running. There are no sessions pre-planned, just a board of blank space. All participants at an EdCamp can suggest topic ideas that they would either like to attend or run. After the first hour or so, the board will be created, showing the locations and what each session is offering. These topics can range heavily. At EdCamp last year, for example, some of the sessions offered included diverse student populations, things that suck, Prezi versus PowerPoint, and kids are not test scores. These sessions are formatted as table talks, not direct presentations. They're typically informal, relaxed conversations between participants. A moderator is designated for each session, but they don't necessarily need to be experts in the subject, just someone to help manage the flow of discussions. Why go to an EdCamp? To talk a little bit about why people love EdCamp so much, I've pulled a clip of Chris Nessie from his show Podcast PD talking about EdCamp.
And the next biggest thing that we've all participated in some form and in multiple places is EdCamp. EdCamp, I think, is the foundation of a lot of our professional development. I won't speak too much for the both of you, but I mean, for me, it's where it's like my bread and butter. It's where I want to go to learn. I don't like sit and get PD. I hate it when my district tells me I have to sit somewhere for 3.5 hours or any length of time for a topic I don't get to choose. I think the profession is too valuable to not give people that choice. And that's what EdCamp is all about, giving teachers the choice in their PD and empowering teachers to share what they know and what maybe they're passionate about in education or questions they have. The PD offered at an EdCamp can go in any direction.
The law of 2 feet is one of the most interesting parts of an EdCamp. This law says that if you are not getting what you want out of a discussion or session, then you get up and move to another one. In a traditional conference, you would sit through a session from beginning to end. But in EdCamp, you may spend 20 minutes at one table, 5 at another, and 15 at a third. Here is Beth Scanlon, English coach at Cypress Creek High School, and one of the founders of EdCamp Orange, talking about the law of 2 feet from a recent interview I did with her.
The one thing that I love about the EdCamp model is the fact that you are encouraged to vote for your feet. So sometimes when you've gone to a professional conference, you feel like embarrassed that you don't really like the session you picked and you need to get out of there, but there are only like 2 or 3 people there and you feel like people notice you. Really, you're encouraged to, if you're in a place where you're not getting what you need, you're encouraged to walk out and find another session. And so that's what I've also really loved, because sometimes my learning at EdCamp didn't happen within a physical session. It's happened kind of organically, talking with a person outside of a session.
EdCamps happen throughout the country. There are local EdCamps known as EdCamp, which happens in January, and EdCamp coming up in September. There have also been EdCamps as part of the ESET 2 conference, among others. So, how can you use EdCamps in your class? In your class, this can be a great way to encourage student learning. You can take different key elements from the model and adjust for more structure or direction in your class. For example, you could pick the topics for your students to choose from and pick a leader from your students that is strong in each of those topics to moderate. Say you're in geometry class, for example. You could have a table on surface area, one on volume, another on points, lines, and planes, and the last one on similar right triangles. A student would moderate each of those groups, and the rest of the class could jump from group to group to ask questions or discuss what they liked or don't liked, what they understood or didn't understand about each of those topics. To help frame the discussions, you might give them guiding questions to ask and discuss in the groups, such as, when might you use this in the real world? Or, which way would you solve these kinds of problems? In a U.S. history class, you might have students research some of the critical figures in the time frame you're covering, or read a section of their textbook for homework. Then, each group would be set up to have discussions about those specific figures, focusing on that figure's role, what would have happened without them, or talk about their motivations. In the Expand and Explore section below in the Canvas page for this lesson, I have added some links to additional examples from around the interwebs to using EdCamps in class. How will we use EdCamps at To close this thing out, we're going to talk a little bit about how we will use the EdCamp model here at For our first EdCamp, we will be using the more traditional model. Given the limited time, we won't be able to do an hour of mingling first. We'll dive right into our sessions. To submit session ideas, I'll be accepting them online. After listening to this, you'll be taking a quick comprehension quiz, and in that quiz, you will also be able to suggest a topic. I will pick the top 5 topics, and when we meet face-to-face, those will be the sessions you all can pick from. In future EdCamps, we might have sessions based on departments or subjects, or we might have them based on specific instructional strategies or Marzano elements. From there, each group can discuss ways they use the skill or process in their classes, or ask for help with using those. This would be a great way to help support deliberate practice elements, for example. You all have great ideas to share, and the kinds of conversations we have when we are passing in the halls, when we eat lunch together, or when we are pulling our hair out dealing with that one kid, are professional development. Between our staff, we have over 500 years of teaching experience, and using this model and other collaborative models, in conjunction with FlipPD, we will be able to harness that level of expertise for all of our staff.